Hi, long time no see. Long time no hear. So I've got this idea. And now here I am trying it. Growing up, I came across this video, and I cannot remember if it was on YouTube or some other kind of porn site, but there was this video of these girls, but they showed us, I think it was one girl, it was like one girl at a time, who's reading a book and had a vibrator or a toy, against her cunt. And I was mesmerized and fascinated, and I wanted to just look at her and enjoy the moans and the involuntary reactions and how hard she was trying not to break and how difficult it just got over time. But I also wanted to be her, really badly, Something about, being able to, not being able to be touched and be pleasuring yourself and just teasing everyone around you, teasing yourself. Sounds delicious. So I'm here to, I guess, fulfill a fantasy of mine. Let's just say I did not wake up today thinking I was gonna do this, but I am not mad at the turn the day has taken. So I am an avid book lover, my lover of the written word. And I've been trying to find ways of getting back into reading, and this might just be a really interesting way of doing that. So, in crafting this idea in my head, I was going back and forth between whether I should read something sexual and sexy, or if I should read something, that could actually make us think. Sorry, I'm looking for my there my magical glass squares surrounded by plastic. Just those things. Yes, so I don't know if I wanted to read something sexy, it makes sense, right? But it felt too easy. Maybe, I don't know, it felt too one-sided, like too sexy on sexy, which, now that I'm saying it out loud, sounds ideal for this, but maybe next time, right? I do like reading those things, but I feared that they would exclude a lot of people out because it's probably about two people, and this is for everybody. And also, I thought, maybe somebody will come in here for the reading and maybe they'll get something out of it. And then, stay for the moans or the other way. Maybe you're coming here for the moans. Hello. You are everyone. Meet everyone. Maybe you'll hear an interesting work of literature told in an interesting way. Though comes the question of coming, right? Because you would think, just come by the end, and it sounds like a dandy idea, and I will keep it in the back of my head, if anything. But if the story takes a sour turn or something uncomfy, and since I'm probably going to be attached to the characters by that point, I need to figure something else out. So we're just playing it by ear. Maybe I'll just be a giant tease and go fuck myself or something, Maybe I'll do that. So here we go. All right, I think I found something that works, so let's give it a whirl, huh? I will be reading The Veldt by Ray Bradbury. Oh, yes. I'm going to have... I'm sorry, this is just so bizarre. I'm going to have a vibrator on the first setting, you know, to get us started. Oh my god. Okay. I don't know why I'm nervous, but I am. George, I wish you'd look at the nursery. What's wrong with it? I don't know. Well then, I just want you to look at it, is all. Or call a psychologist in to look at it. What would a psychologist want with a nursery? You know very well what he'd want. His wife paused in the middle of the kitchen and watched the stove busy humming to itself. Making supper for four. It's just that the nursery is different now than it was. All right, let's have a look. I walk down the hall. If there's soundproofed happy life home, which had cost them $30,000 installed. This house, which clothed and fed and rocked them to sleep, and played and sang, it was good to them. Their approach sensitized a switch somewhere, and the nursery light flicked on when they came within 10 feet of it. Similarly, behind them, in the halls, lights went on and off as they left them behind with a soft automatically. Like automatically, but with, there's a C for some reason. Well, said George Hadley, goodness, that was. Meant to be a punishment for getting off track. It's kind of hard to try it again in the story and also remember that I'm delighting myself. I deserve to enjoy myself a lot more. Oh, and I've been allowing myself to. They stood on the thatched floor of the nursery. It was 40 feet across to 40 feet long and 30 feet high. It had cost half again as much as the rest of the house. But nothing's too good for our children, George had said. The nursery was silent. It was empty as a jungle glade at hot, high noon. The walls were blank and two-dimensional. Now,
as George and Lydia Hadley stood in the center of the room. The walls began to purr and recede into crystalline distance. It seemed, and presently an African veldt appeared. Three dimensions on all sides and colors reproduced to the final pebble. A bit of straw. The ceiling above them became a deep sky with a yellow sun. George Hadley felt the perspiration start on his brow. Oh, let's get out of the sun, he said. Oh, it's a little too real. But I didn't see anything wrong. It's getting interesting. Just had to get my toilet, you know. Standard things. I hope you're keeping up. I'm whatever weight. Oh, wait a moment. You'll see. Said his wife. Now, the hidden. Dorophonics. Oh, we're beginning to blow a wind of odor. The two people in the middle of the baked Veldland. Oh, shit. The hot straw smell of lion grass. The cool green smell. The great rusty smell of animals. The smell of dust. Like a red paprika in the hot air. Now the sounds. Oh, the thump. Distant antelope feet on grassy sod. The papery rustling of vultures. A shadow passed through the sky. The sky flickered. George Hadley's upturned, sweating face. Filthy creatures. I heard his wife say, the vultures. You see, there are the lions far over that way. Now they're on the way to the waterhole. They've just been eating, said Lydia. I don't know why. Fuck. Some animal. Said George Hadley. Put his hand up to shield off the burning light from his squinted eyes. A zebra. Or a baby giraffe, maybe. Are you sure? His wife sounded peculiarly tense. No. It's a little late to be sure, he said, amused. Nothing over there I can see but clean to bone. The vultures all dropping down on what's left. Oh, shit. Fuck. Hear that scream? She asked. No. About a minute ago? Sorry, no. The lions were coming. again. George Hadley was filled with admiration for the mechanical genius who had conceived this room. A miracle of efficiency selling for an absurdly low price. Every home should have one. Oh, occasionally they frightened you with their clinical accuracy. They startled you. I'll give you a twinge. But most of the time, what fun for everyone. Not only your own son and daughter, but for yourself. When you put like a quick jaunt to a foreign land, a quick change of scenery. Well, here it was. And here were the lions now, 15 feet away. So real, so fervently and startlingly real that you could feel the prickling fur on your hand, and your mouth was stuffed with the dusty upholstery smell of their heated pelts and the yellow of them. And the yellow of them was in your eyes, like the yellow of an exquisite French tapestry, the yellows of lions in summer grass, and the sound of the matted lion lungs exhaling in the silent noontide, and the smell of meat from the panting, dripping mouths. Wow, that was nice. And here were the lions now, 15 feet away. Oh, I already read that, okay. The lions stood looking at George and Lydia Hadley with terrible green yellow eyes. Watch out, screamed Lydia. Oh shit, oh, the lions came running at them. Oh fuck, Lydia bolted and ran. Instinctively, George sprang after her. Outside in the hall, with the door slammed, he was laughing. Oh fuck, and she was crying. Oh, and they both stood appalled at the other's reaction. George, Lydia, oh my dear, poor sweet Lydia. Oh fuck. Walls, Lydia, remember? Crystal walls. That's all they are. That's all they are. Oh, they look real. Oh, I must admit, Africa in your parlor. But it's all dimensional. Super reactionary. Super reactionary. Super sensitive color film. Mental tape film behind glass screens. It's all Adarophonics and Sonic Celeria. Here's my handkerchief. I'm afraid. She came to him and put her body against him and cried steadily. Did you see? Did you feel it? It's too real. Not Lydia. Oh shit. You've got to tell Wendy and Peter not to read any more on Africa. Of course, of course. He patted her. Promise? Sure. And lock the nursery for a few days until I get my nerves settled. You know how difficult Peter is about that. when I punished him a month ago by locking the nursery for even a few hours. The tantrum he threw. Wendy, too. They live for the nursery. It's got to be locked. That's all there is to it. All right. Reluctantly, he locked the huge door. You've been working too hard. You need a rest. I don't know, she said, blowing her nose. Sitting down in a chair, and immediately I began to rock and comfort her. Maybe I don't have enough to do, or maybe I have time to think too much. Why don't we shut the whole house off for a few days and take a vacation? You mean you... Such a quick change of pace, huh? Oh, shit. It's been 20 minutes. I barely got through the first half. Well, I almost got through the first half of the story. I hope that was enjoyable. You know, I wanted to finish it, going into it. But then, around, I think, the second page, I realized that I had read this one before. So then I remembered the ending. And then, knowing what was gonna happen made it hard to, you know, like, really focus. Because it's like, I already know what's happening, I already know what's coming. And the writing was enjoyable, don't get me wrong. But because of the subject matter of this one, it felt like, I don't know, I didn't feel super comfy touching myself as I was reading this, because I was, feeling for them. So that's why I stopped. I have half a mind to finish reading the story, just because I really love writing to people, and I could really, like, getting to the characters and stuff, but, that's not what the subreddit is, so I'm just gonna stop here. Yeah, I hope you enjoy. I'll probably do this again. I'll definitely do this again with maybe, a couple of erotic short stories. I think that could be fun. And I'll try to find another more serious or just non-erotic short story. And then give it a whirl and make sure that it's not one I've read it before. And hopefully the subject matter is, like, not too dark. Okay. Yeah. Have a great day. Thanks for sticking by.